I'm not going to be able to match Kim's speech, and so I won't even try. So I'll ramble on a little bit and then sit down. So listening to Avi Rubin describe what his life was like just before walking up here, I thought about part of my role in this. This is not a one-person or a three-person effort. There are lots of other people who probably could and should be standing up here receiving this award from individual activists and leaders to literally thousands of volunteers who've worked hard on this throughout the country. I feel like part of my role, one of my favorite places is the La Brea Tar Pits in Los Angeles, and part of my role is like one of the saber-toothed tigers who's wandered out in there, and just to make sure that he has company, is saying, come on in, the water is fine. And I've done that pretty successfully with people. I feel sort of bad about it, but I figure it's all in a good cause. You know, I enjoy personal recognition, but I'm always a little embarrassed about it. But I don't think that's the important aspect of this award. One of the things that's different about what we're doing compared to what I used to do in the academic realm and hope to return doing pretty soon is that there's so much political adversity. You know, you have to pick up a paper and you have to read somebody saying that you don't know anything about what you're talking about or that you have some, you know, hidden motive for doing all this unrelated to what you're really trying to do. And you have to deal with sitting in a room, as Kim mentioned, with a bunch of people who don't like you very much for no particular reason except that you think you're trying to save democracy. And you begin to doubt yourself, and you begin to wonder whether other people think you have any credibility. And so a lot of what an award like this means is that, you know, there are people who believe that we're doing the right thing and that are supporting us. And particularly when the award comes from EFF, such an admirable organization, I think it makes a huge difference. And it, you know, certainly makes us feel better, but I think it's going to help the cause, as EFF has done in so many ways directly. My last rambling comment is really, you know, when you wander into the Librea tar pits, you're not necessarily just affecting yourself. It affects your family. And I know that all of us, you know, this is a very absorbing thing, and I think everybody has noticed the tar pit phenomenon. And it has an impact on people's families as well. And so I wanted to especially thank my wife, who has not only been, you know, supportive in the usual sense, she's actually managed to help me keep my bearings. You can't believe what this is like. You go in there, you've got all your arguments prepared, you've got the evidence, you've got the newspaper articles, and you sit in this room where you're one of, you know, three people who believe the same thing you believe, and other people are just issuing these Alice in Wonderland statements. Why would anyone ever want to steal an election? This is from an election official in one of the largest counties. I never even think about vote fraud. I have important things to worry about. These machines are certified. And, you know, you come back and say, well, you know I have a PhD in computer science. I know about computers and stuff, but maybe I'm just nuts. And I remember coming back from one of these things and sitting on the sofa complaining, and what Pam said was, David, why should anyone trust these machines? And in six words, or however many that was, it just brought everything back into total focus. So the question is not whether we can prove that some hacker can steal the election or something like that, but the question of whether the people holding these elections have an obligation to show to us that the elections have integrity. And it's really great when you have somebody around who can do that in such a small number of words. So thank you.